time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House Intelligence Committee Republicans voted on Monday along partisan lines to release a classified memo slamming officials from the Justice Department and FBI who have investigated the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. In a letter last week, a top Justice Department official said releasing the classified memo would be an unprecedented action that would be extraordinarily reckless and could risk harm to national security and to ongoing investigations. Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the committee, spoke with reporters after the vote.
I spoke with the director of the FBI earlier this afternoon. He expressed his strong interest in being able to brief our committee prior to any release of these materials about concerns that the Bureau and the Department have. I relayed that interest by the director of the FBI, a appointee of President Trump, to this committee, but they were not willing to meet with the director of the FBI to hear the Bureau's concerns or the Department's concerns. Instead, they voted against allowing their own members, as well as the members of the broader House of Representatives, to be briefed by the Department of Justice and FBI on these memoranda. Finally, I moved that if the majority was going to release their memoranda publicly, that they release the minority views as well, that they be released jointly. And the majority, on a party line basis, voted against both memoranda being released to the public. They then took up their own memoranda and voted it out to make public. We had a separate vote on the minority memoranda, and the majority voted against allowing the public to see the minority memoranda. The release the memo crowd apparently doesn't want to release the memo now.
The Trump administration informed lawmakers Monday that new Russia sanctions called for in a bipartisan bill passed this summer are not necessary because the measure is already, quote, serving as a deterrent. Congress voted almost unanimously, 419-3 in the House and 98-2 in the Senate, to impose new sanctions to punish Russia for its interference in the 2016 U.S. election.
Well, the U.S. government has released a list of Russian oligarchs and politicians who have flourished under Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime. The release is part of a 2016 law that was meant to punish Russia for meddling in the U.S. election. The aim is to name and shame and possibly sanction them. However, the State Department has decided against that and says just having that law is being seen as deterrent enough. The Treasury Department, which compiled the list, says it is not a sanctions list and the inclusion of individuals or entities in this report does not and in no way should be interpreted to impose sanctions on those individuals or entities.
It might not be a sanctions list, but it certainly is a very wide-ranging list that I actually have right here. The interesting part about the list, it's sort of divided into two separate categories. One of them is Russian political figures who are close to Vladimir Putin and the Russian government, and the other are Russian oligarchs who, of course, also benefit from the current government here in Russia, and many of them also very close to the Russian government as well.
Andrew McCabe stepped down from his role as the deputy director of the FBI on Monday. MSNBC's Chris Hayes with details.
NBC News broke the story that Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe left the Bureau today, effective immediately, months before his expected retirement. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility, characterized his decision as stepping aside. But according to other outlets, the decision may not have been voluntary. CBS News reporting that McCabe was forced to step down. Fox News reporting he was removed from the FBI. Now, the president's attacks on McCabe go back to 2016, after McCabe's wife ran unsuccessfully for the Virginia State Senate, backed by the state Democratic Party.
The man who was in charge of the investigation of Hillary Clinton accepted, essentially, from Hillary Clinton, $675,000 that went to his wife. Never happened before. Never happened. Not in this country's history. This is a disgrace.
Just to be clear there, McCabe himself didn't accept that money. His wife, who was the candidate, did. And it didn't essentially come from Hillary Clinton. She was running for office. It came through party channels. Now, the FBI concluded McCabe had no conflict of interest in the Clinton email probe, which he did not join until after his wife's race back in 2015. But after taking office last year, the president of the United States continued to attack McCabe. After firing FBI Director James Comey in May, according to brand new reporting from NBC News that we broke today, the president called McCabe, then the acting director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to vent according to multiple people familiar with the phone call. Trump demanded to know why Comey was allowed to fly on an FBI plane back to the East Coast after he had been fired, to which McCabe responded he hadn't been asked to authorize Comey's flight, but if anyone had asked, he would have approved it. According now to NBC's reporting, the president was silent for a moment and then turned on McCabe, suggesting he ask his wife how it feels to be a loser, to which McCabe replied, according to our reporting, "Okay, sir." Then, in their first Oval Office meeting shortly thereafter, the president reportedly asked McCabe who he had voted for in the 2016 election.
The White House denied that Trump was involved in McCabe's departure. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.